From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,003rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Copas.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. I know all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart, you see. Hey! Down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart, you see. For you are my sweetheart, you see.
Thank you. Thanks just a whole lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a great show lined up, and here's Grant Turner to tell you about it.
Right you are, Copas, and we certainly do have a fine list of entertainers with us tonight. First off, there's Miss June Carter and the Jordanaires.
Chet Atkins and Miss Del Wood.
Yeah, Tommy Jackson and the Opera Square Dancers.
And our very special guest, lovely Jean Shepherd. We'll be hearing from Gene in just a few minutes. Right now, neighbors, it's time we had a number from the Jordanaires. So here are the boys with a real fine song, Search Me, Lord.
Oh, well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Oh, well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Oh, well,
turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and sprinkle
me. I want to live
right, I want to be saved, I want to be whole.
Well, you know just where I'm from. You know when I'm wrong. You know where I go wrong. You know if I do wrong. And now if there's something there that I'm unaware,
well, take it, move it, keep me in your care. Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, now turn the light from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and sprinkle
me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Well, you know when I'm wrong. You know when I'm wrong.
You know where I go.
You know where I belong.
But now if there's something there that I'm unaware, so well, take it, move it, keep me in your care. Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, now turn
the lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and
scream. I want to live right.
I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, now
turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. But if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and spring.
I want to live
right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
The Jordanaires and Search Me, Lord. One of those fine old spirituals the boys do so well. Right now, neighbors, it's guest time, so let's bring her out here with a great, big, Grand Ole Opry. Welcome, Miss Jean Shepherd. Here she is. Welcome, Jean. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, honey.
Thank you, Cove. I'm sure happy to be here.
You know, it's young, good-looking girls like you that bring some class to the show. There ought to be more of you.
Well, Copas, I'm afraid if there's any more of me, I couldn't get in this here dress.
See what you mean, Gene. But tell me a little about yourself. You've been away for quite a while out on the West Coast, I understand.
Yes, we have, Copas, and we did a lot of shows out there and saw an awful lot of wonderful people.
Well, I also happen to know, Gene, that you have a brand new record out that is really beginning to move. So how about letting all the folks hear it? Here she is, neighbors, Miss Gene Shepherd, with one of her very latest Capitol records, I Want to Go Where No One Knows Me.
I want to go where no one knows me, where I can start my life anew. I want to go where no one knows me. No one will ask me about you. A cherished friend, a worship sweetheart, the oldest story ever told. I trusted you, but you deceived me. I have more grief than I can hold. I want to go where no one knows me. My soul is thick, my heart is sore. I want knows me. I don't believe in friends no more. I want to go where no one knows me, where I can start my life anew. I want to go where all are strangers. No one will ask me about you.
Grant, this is the first time I've seen you since Christmas. Guess there were big doings at your house.
Huh? Oh, they sure were, Copas. But you know something? I'm sort of glad it's all over. Now I can sit back and relax and take things easy.
Well, Grant, I don't know of anything that makes relaxing more enjoyable than a quiet smoke with a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, you know, it's the most comfortable smoke you can get, Copas. That good PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut. It's just loaded with that good, natural tobacco taste. You know, the Prince Albert uses the finest tobaccos, and they've worked out a special process to lock in all that natural tobacco flavor and goodness.
Making men will agree with all this, too, Grant. And PA rolls so easy, smokes so mild and mellow. So pipe smoker or making man, if it's a tasty, satisfying smoke you want after all the Christmas rush, or at any time, take a tip from Grant. Load up for a cool, refreshing, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson along with Ben Smathers, the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and all the Opry Square Dancers with Bill Cheatham. So if you feel like cutting a caper, join in the fun. Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, Opry Square Dancers. You know, there's nothing like a good old hoedown to get a party livened up.
I'll say that's right, Copas, but right now, we've come to that part of the show that we like to call Hymn Time, another Opry feature our listeners seem to like mighty well.
Well, that's right, Grant. Have you got any suggestions?
Well, Copas, I happen to know that you started out in this business both writing and singing some good religious tunes, so I think it's sort of up to you.
Well, I've sure sung a world of hymns in my time, Grant, but there's one in particular that I sort of like. So if the Jordanaires and all of you folks here in the old Ryman Auditorium will kind of join in and help us out with some hand clapping on the second chorus, we'd like to give one a try here, titled Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thank you, friends. Thank you just a whole lot. Now, neighbors, it's time we heard from one of our regular featured performers. So here he is, Mr. Chester Atkins with the Alabama Jubilee. Chester, come in, boy. Thank you, Chet Atkins. Thank you very much. That boy sure does play that guitar. But right now, neighbors, it's my pleasure to make welcome another of our Opry regulars. Here she is, Miss June Carter. Let's give her a welcome.
Hello, Cowboy Copas.
Hi, June.
Did y'all know I've been to a Christmas party? You ought to have been there. It was really some party.
It was.
Yes, sir. They had games. They had one game where if a girl got kissed three times during the night, she got an orchid.
Is that right?
And if she got kissed twice, she got a rose.
Yeah?
And if she got kissed once, she got a daisy.
Yes. Well, how did you make out?
Shake hands with a stinkweed. They had turkey, too. Every one of them had turkey all over the place, and they was giving away the pieces there. And one little boy, he said he was a flyer, and they give him a wing. And then another little boy, he said he was a drummer, and
yeah,
they give him a drumstick.
Yeah.
And one little old boy raised up and said, I wouldn't care for any turkey. I'm one of the dead-end kids. Hopus, did you get that present I sent you? How'd you like that present?
Well, I liked it all right, June.
Boy, let me tell you, I give Cowboy Corpus a shirt. It was a black shirt with long sleeves. It was beautiful.
I know, but that thing fit awful tight, Jean.
Well, it was a nice shirt.
I know it was.
Sleeves.
It was really a nice shirt, but boy, it fits so tight.
Well, it had long sleeves.
Yeah, it had great big old long sleeves. Come way down here.
Yeah, it had long legs, too, but I cut them off. I did.
She's wearing them.
I've got them on.
Good.
I went Christmas shopping with Ernest Tubb, the Texas Two before.
Yeah.
And we had the biggest time. It was so crowded. Y'all don't know how crowded it was. In this one store, it was so crowded that this pair of Siamese twins was separated in the crowd. And the floor walker was a-walking on the counters. Then Ernest, we went in there. I was going to buy a television set, and I got one, too.
You did?
Yeah, it was so crowded, somebody pushed Ernest over on his all fours and stuck two rabbit ears on his head, and I bought him for $1.98. Then I lost him. I couldn't find him, and I kept wondering where he was, and finally I spied him. They was just two big old cowboy boots and a great big 10-gallon hat over in the corner walking around. The hat sitting right down on the boots. It was Ernest.
Anybody want to buy a short, fat cowboy?
It was Ernest. Some little kid stuck a pin in him and let all the hot air out of him. I've got a Christmas poem here that I'd like to say tonight for you folks, and this one's a little longer than usual, if it's all right, Cowboy Focus.
All right, June.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even Ernest Tubb. His stockings was hung by the chimney with care. He had wore them all summer, and they needed air. Old Sandy jumped down the chimney, but opened wide his mouth. He hit the north end of a splinter while he was a-going south.
Yikes!
Ernest heard the noise, and to the room did clamor, and saw old Sandy standing there, a-trying hard to stammer. They started in to snigger, and it rose into laughter, and filled the room with happiness on up to the rafters. They looked back at 1958 and thought of it with bliss, of things of joy and things of sorrow and newborn babies to kiss. They talked of tours, new cars and crowds and empty seats and also shrouds. And if we could at the Grand Ole Opry, we'd stand and give a cheer that God saw fit to bless us throughout this wonderful year.
June, I hear you and your boyfriend had a big time this Christmas.
We sure did. You know, we went to 6 or 7 different parties, and I got kissed with 16 different fellers.
16? Didn't your boyfriend object?
Oh, that man, he don't care nothing about anything except that Prince Albert tobacco and that pipe of his.
Oh, now, June.
Well, he don't. He's all the time telling folks how good Prince Albert is and how it gives a man the most comfortable smoke he can get.
Well, June, it's the truth. Prince Albert is great. It's always so fresh and it's crimp cut. And that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco, making men like PA. It rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So pipe smoker or making man, you can really believe it when we say, with Prince Albert, you always get a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now, friends, it's time we heard from our guest again. So here she is with another of her great Capitol records, Miss Jean Shepherd with Just Another Girl.
I'm just another girl to you. We love a while, we live a while, and then you say we're through. We never talk of things like wedding bells or wedding rings, for I'm just another girl to you. Oh, the nights I prayed that you would love me, but you're the kind that's always seeking somebody new. Still I cherish jealously these final hours you spend with me, for I'm just another girl to you. I'm just another girl to you. Although you're mine, your mark in time, till you see someone new. Someday you may regret the girl that you chose to forget, who was just another girl to you. I guess it takes a fool like me to love you, and I'm just fool enough to hope that you could be true. So I'll live every day and pray you'll never say that I'm just another girl to you.
Miss Jean Shepherd, Just Another Girl. Thank you, Jean, and thanks for being our guest tonight at the Grand Ole Opry.
The pleasure was all mine, Copas.
Thank you, honey. Now it's time we heard from another of our Opry-featured performers, so let's make her feel right at home. Here she is, Miss Dale Wood, on the piano playing Ragging the Keys. Here she is, neighbor. Thank you, Dale Wood. Thanks a lot. That was really great. And now, Grant Turner, I see you got something on your mind, buddy.
Well, Copas, we're getting on down to that time of the show when we want another number from you. But before you start, how about letting us know about some of your plans for the coming year?
Well, Grant, we're going on a tour up in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin around the first of the year for about 10 or 12, 15 days. We hope to meet a lot of the folks up that way.
Well, looks like you're going to be real busy, Copas. But now, let's hear that big, fine number from you. Here he is, neighbors, our star, Cowboy Copas, with the help of Randy Hughes. And their duet number on Dot Record, A World That's Real.
Out into a world unreal, in search of all those things with false appeal. And while you fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted, dear. Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. You wanted freedom from the ties that bind, and vows when spoken, dear, would make you mine. And so, my darling, you have had your way. This is all my lonely heart can say. Come back.
We've got to go. It sure was nice having you with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, we'll have more top stars of country music. Join them, won't you, friends? Till then, this is Cowboy Copasan. Thanks so much, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Guess one of the oldest slogans in the country, and certainly one of the best known, is I'd walk a mile for a camel. Anybody who's ever smoked a camel knows just exactly what that statement means. You get more real enjoyment out of camels than any other cigarette can give you. That's because the camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled, never duplicated for rich tobacco flavor and easy-going mildness. It stands to reason, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Thing about camels is they never let you down. No fads or fancy stuff to this cigarette. Simply the finest taste in smoking. Guess that's one of the big reasons why more people smoke camels than any other brand of any kind. Folks know camels are worth walking a mile for. You ought to try the smoke that's number one today in the USA. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.